With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in Shreveport, Louisiana over the weekend. Authorities say a gunman opened fire in an attack of domestic violence. Police Department spokesman Christopher Bordelon.
Right now, we have at least 10 individuals that were struck by gunfire last night in a domestic disturbance. 8 of these individuals are deceased. The ranges of the decedents are from 1 year of age to approximately 14 years of age. All of the deceased in this case are juveniles.
Mass shooting in Ukraine. Officials say a gunman storming into a grocery store in Kyiv, killing 6 people. Police then fatally wounded that shooter. Oil prices climbing more than 5%, while Asian shares also advanced as the U.S. prevented Iranian vessels from using the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says a U.S. Navy blockade of Iranian ports will remain in effect. Meanwhile, the president is sending another team overseas for a round of talks. A pair of neighbors are set to reopen airspace coming up next month.
The governments of the Dominican Republic and Haiti agreeing to reopen their airspace starting in May, allowing flights between their countries for the first time in more than 2 years. The DR closed its airspace with Haiti in March of 2024, citing high levels of insecurity following the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse in 2021. The decision announced Friday in a joint statement. The countries share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. I'm Julie Walker.
Elon Musk summoned to Paris, part of an investigation into alleged misconduct on social media platform X. French authorities looking into the spread of child sexual abuse material. It's not clear if Musk will be going. It is voluntary. This is SRN News. State of Virginia has a new contraception law. Here's Michael Harrington.
Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed a measure that guarantees the, quote, right of all people to contraceptive drugs and devices and provides legal remedies if that right is violated. The legislation specifically covers any drug, device, or biological product intended for use in the prevention of pregnancy. Pro-life advocates point out this means abortifacients like Plan B are now a protected right in Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from Human Rights Watch says Chinese authorities increasingly putting pressure on underground Catholic communities to join the state-controlled official church. The government also tightening surveillance and travel restrictions on all of China's estimated 12 million Catholics. Report says the pressure, part of a decade-old campaign to ensure religious denominations go to the atheist Communist Party. SRN News. Unusual stance from the White House. Here's Donna Warder.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order Saturday directing his administration to speed up reviews of certain psychedelic drugs that right now are illegal and considered high risk. Trump and Health Secretary RFK Jr. want to ease restrictions on such drugs and spur research on using them for severe depression and for other medical purposes.
Today's order will ensure that people suffering from debilitating symptoms might finally have a chance to reclaim their lives and lead a happier life.
Scripture being heard in the nation's capital all week long began Sunday morning. Every verse of the Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelation will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for a brief stint, usually about 30 minutes for each person. More details, srnnews.com.